Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, whose works help keep alive the plays we work on. The Malone Society regularly publishes volumes of early plays which otherwise might not be available. To join the Society or find out more about their publications, go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast, and this archive recording of The World and the Child by the Unknown. This early Henrician drama was recorded live on stage as part of our Entertaining Henry season at the Key Theatre, Sudbury, on Friday, 20th of June, 2025. It isn't designed for the podcast, it is an archive feed recorded at a distance, so it doesn't have the same clarity as our other releases. But though a bit roomy, it is a relatively clear recording of the play as performed live, and complements our previously released studio production, as well as their spoilers and discussion with Professor Greg Walker, and our wider look at Tudor interludes generally. There's a host of useful links in the show description, including our exclusive behind-the-scenes material of rehearsals and video feeds available for our patrons. But for now, we present The World and the Child by the Unknown, with Robert Crichton as the World, Rule Fox as the Child, Alexandra Kataghida as Conscience, Liza Graham as Folly, and Simon Nader-Mirza as Perseverance. The World and the Child, recorded live.
Sirs! Cease of your swords what so befall, and look ye bow bonnily to my bidding. For I am ruler of realms, I warn you all, and over all foes I am king, for I am king. And well known in these realms round. I have also palaces in pipe. I have steeds in stable, stalwart and strong. Also streets and strands full strongly indite. For all the world wide, I wot well is my name. All riches readily it renneth in me, all pleasure worldly, both mirth and game, myself seemly in sale, I send with you to be. For I am the world. I warn you all, prince of power and of plenty. He that cometh not, when I do him call, I shall him smite with poverty. For poverty I part in many a place to them that will not obedient be. Lo! Here I sit, seemly in sea. I command you all, obedience be, and with free will, ye follow me.
Now seemly sirs, behold on me how mankind doth begin. I'm a child, as you may see, gotten in game and in great sin. 40 weeks my mother me found, flesh and blood my food was though. When I was ripe from her to sound, we stood in peril of death, both two. Now to seek death I must begin, for to pass that straight passage, for body and soul that shall then twin and make a parting of that marriage. 40 weeks I was freely fed within my mother's possession. Full oft of death she was a dread, when that I should part her from. Now into the world she hath me sent. poor and naked as you may see. I am not wrapped nor worthily went, but poorly pricked in poverty. Now into the world will I wend, some comfort of him for to crave. All hail, comely crowned king, God that made you will see and save.
Welcome, fair child. What is thy name?
I wot not, sir, without some blame, but oft time my mother in her game called me Dalliance.
Dalliance, my sweet child, that is a name that is right wild. When thou waxest old, it is a name of no substance. But, my fair child, what wouldest thou have?
Sir, of some comfort I crave. Meat and clothes, my life to save, and I a true servant shall be.
Now, fair child, I grant thee thine asking, so thee will find while thou art ying, so thou wilt be obedient to my bidding. These garments get, I give to thee. And also I give to thee a name, and clip thee, wanton in every game, till 14 years be come and gone, and then come again to me.
Gramercy, world, for mine array, for now I purpose me to play.
Farewell, fair child, and have good day. All recklessness is kind for thee.
Wanton is my name. I can many a quaint game. I can with my scourge stick my fellow upon the head hit, and lightly from him make a skip, and blear on him my tongue. If brother or sister to me chide, I will scratch and also bite. I can cry and also kick and mock them all brew. If father or mother will me smite, I will wring my lip. And lightly from him make a skip and call my dame shrew. I can mow on a man, make a leasing well I can, and maintain it right well then. This cunning came me of kind. Yea, sirs, I can well geld a snail and catch a cow by the tail. This is a fair cunning. I can dance and also skip. I can play at the cherry pit and whistle you a fine fitsize in a willow rhine. Yea, sirs, and every day, where I to school shall take the way, some good man's garden I will essay, pears and plums to pluck. I can spy a sparrow's nest. I will not go to school, but when me least, for there begins a sorry feast. When the master should lift my dock. But sirs, when I was 7 years of age, I was sent to the world to take wage, and this 7 years I have been his page and kept his commandment. Now I will wend to the world the holy emperor. Hail, lord of great honour, this 7 years I have served you in hall and in bower with all my true intents.
Now welcome, wanton, my darling dear. A new name I shall give thee here. Love, lust, liking in fear. These thy names they shall be. All game and glee and gladness, all love, longing in lewdness. This 7 years forsake all sadness, and then come again to me.
Now lust and liking is my name. I'm as fresh as flowers in May. I'm seemly shape and insane, and proudly apparelled in garments gay. My look's been full lovely to a lady's eye, and in love longing my heart is sore set. Might I find a foe that were fair and free, to lie in hell till doomsday for love I would not let. My love for to win all game and glee, all mirth and and melody, all revel and riot, and of boast will I never blin. But sirs, now I am 19 winter old, I whiz, I wax wonder bold, now I will go to the world a higher science to essay. The world will me advance, I will keep his governance, his pleasing will I pray, for he is king in all substance. All hail, master full of might, I have you served both day and night, now I come and as are you benight, 21 winter is coming and gone.
Now welcome love, lust, and liking, for thou hast been obedient to my bidding. I increase thee in all thing, and mightily I make thee a man. Manhood mighty shall be thy name. Bear thee pressed in every game, and wait well that thou suffer no shame, neither for land nor for rent. If any man would wait thee with blame, withstand him with thy whole intent. Full sharply thou beat him to shame with dirtiness of deed. For of one thing, manhood, I warn thee, I am most of bounty, for 7 kings sued me, both by day and night. One of them is the king of pride, the king of envy, doughty indeed. The king of wrath that boldly will abide, for mickle is his might. The king of covetous is the fourth. The fifth king, he hight sloth. The king of gluttony hath no jollity, their poverty is pint. Lechery is the seventh king. All men in him have great delighting, therefore worship him above all thing manhood with all thy might.
Yea, sir king, without leasing it shall be wrought. And I, knowing of the first king, well join I mought.
The first king hight pride.
Ah, lord, with him fain would I bide.
Yea, but wouldst thou serve him truly in every tide?
Yea, sir, and thereto my troth I plight. That I shall truly pride present. I swear by St. Thomas of Kent to serve him truly as mine intent with main and all my might.
Now, manhood, I will array thee new in robes royal of right good hue. And I pray thee principally be true. And here I dub thee a knight. And haunt alway to chivalry. I give thee grace, and also beauty, gold and silver in great plenty of the wrong to make thee right.
Gramercy, world and emperor, Gramercy, world and governor, Gramercy, comfort in all colour. And now I take my leave of you. Farewell.
Farewell, manhood, my gentle knight. Farewell, my son, seemly in sight. I give thee a sword, and also strength and might, in battle boldly to bear thee well.
Peace now, peace. Ye fellows all about, peace now and hearken to my swords. For I am lord, both stalworthy and stout. All lands are led by my lords. Baron was there never born that so well in bear, a better, nay a bolder, nor a brighter of blee. For I have might and main over countries far, and manhood mighty am I named in every country. For Salerno and Samers and Inde de Loire, Calais, Kent and Cornwall have I conquered clean. All I have conquered as a knight. There is no emperor so keen that dare me lightly teen, for lives and limbs I lean, so mickle is my might. for I have boldly blood full piteously dispilled. There many hath left fingers and feet, both head and face. I've done harm on heads, and knights have I killed, and many a lady for my love hath said, alas. Brigand harness I've beaten to back and to bones, and beaten also many a groom to ground. Breastplate I have beaten, as Stephen was with stone, so fell a fighter in the field was there never found. And many a king's crown have I cracked. I am worthy and white, witty and wise. I am royal arrayed to reeve and under the riz. I'm proudly apparelled in purple and biz, as gold I glister in gear. I am stiff, strong, stalwart and stout. I am the royalist readily that renneth in this rout. There is no knight so grisly that I dread nor doubt. For I am so doubtly dight, there may no dint me dear. And the king of pride, full pressed with all his proud presence. And the king of lechery, lovely his letters hath me sent. And the king of wrath, full wordily with all his intent. They will me maintain with main and all their might. The king of covetes, and the king of gluttony, the king of sloth, and the king of envy, all those send me their livery. Where is now so worthy a wight? Yea, as a wight would I, here in this seat sit I, for no loves let I here for to sit.
Christ, as he is crowned king, save all this comely company, and grant you all his dear blessing that bonnily bought you on the rood tree. Now, pray you, pressly, on every side to God omnipotent, to set our enemy sharply on side. That is the devil and his covent. And all men to have a clear knowing of heaven bliss, that high tower. Methink it is a necessary thing for young and old, both rich and poor conscience for to know. For conscience clear, it is my name. Conscience counseleth both high and low, and conscience commonly beareth great blame. Yea, and oftentimes set in shame. Wherefore I read you men, both in earnest and in game, conscience that you know. For I know all the mysteries of man, maybe as simple as they can, and in every company where I come, conscience is outcast. All the world doth conscience hate. Mankind and conscience been at debate. For if mankind might conscience take, my body would they brast. Brast, yea, and work me much woe.
Say, how, fellow, who gave thee leave this way to go? What? Weenest thou I dare not come thee to? Say, thou harlot, whither in haste?
Let me go, sir, I know you not.
No, bitched brothel, thou shalt be taught, for I am a knight, and I was sought. The world hath advanced me.
Why, good sir knight, what is your name?
Manhood, mighty in mirth and in game, all power of pride have I ta'en. I am as gentle as jay on tree.
Sir, though the world have you to manhood brought, to maintain manner you were never taught. No, conscience clear, you know right naught, and this longeth to a knight.
Conscience? What the devil man is he?
Sir, a teacher of the spirituality.
Spirituality? What the devil may that be?
Sir, all that be leaders into light.
Light? Yea, but hark, fellow, yet light fain would I see.
Will ye so, sir knight, then? Do after me.
Yea, and it to pride's pleasing be, I will take thy teaching.
Nay, sir, beware of pride, and you do well. For pride Lucifer fell into hell, till doomsday there shall he dwell without in any outcoming. For pride, sir, is but a vainglory.
Peace, thou brothel, and let those words be. For the world and pride hath advanced me. To me men loot full low.
And to beware of pride, sir, I would counsel you. And think on King Robert of Sicil, how he, for pride, fell in great poverty fell, for he would not conscience know.
Yea, conscience, go forth thy way, for I love pride and will go gay. All thy teaching is not worth a stray, for pride cleave I my king.
Sir, there is no king but God alone, that bodily bought us with pain and passion, because of man's soul's redemption. In scripture thus we find.
Say, conscience, sith thou wouldst have pride from me, what sayest thou by the king of lechery? With all mankind he must be, and with him I love to link.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. From lechery fast you flee, for encumbrance it will bring thee and all that to him ling.
Say, conscience, of the king of sloth, he hath behind me mickle troth, and I may not forsake him for ruth, for with him I think to rest.
Manhood, in scripture thus we find that sloth is a traitor to heaven king. Sir knight, if you will keep your king from sloth, clean you cast.
Say, conscience, the king of gluttony, he saith he will not forsake me, and I purpose his servant to be with main and all my might.
Think, manhood, on substance, and put out gluttony for cumbrance, and keep you with good governance, for this longeth to a knight.
What, conscience, from all my masters thou wouldst have me? But I will never forsake envy, for he is king of company, both with more and less.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. And you will cherish envy? God will not well please it be to comfort you in that case.
Aye, from five kings thou hast counselled me, but from the king of wrath will I never flee. For he is in every deed doughty, for him dare no man rout.
Nay, manhood, beware of wrath, for it is but superfluity that cometh and goeth. Yea, and all men his company hateth, for oft they stand in doubt.
Fie on thee, false flattering Freya! Thou shalt rue the time that thou came here. The devil might set thee on a fire that ever I with thee meet. For thou counsellest me from all gladness, and what be set into all sadness, but ere thou bring me in this madness, the devil break thy neck. But Sir Freer, evil mote thou thee. From six kings thou hast counselled me, but that day shalt thou never see to counsel me from covetise.
No, sir, I will not you from covetise bring, for covetise I clep a king. Sir, covetous in good doing is good in all ways. But, sir knight, will ye do after me? And covetous your king shall be.
Yea, sir, my troth I plight to thee that I will work at thy will.
Manhood, will ye by this word stand?
Yea, conscience, hear my hand. I will never from it fang, neither loud nay still.
Manhood, you must love God above all things. His name in idleness you may not ming. Keep your holy day from worldly doing. Your father and mother worship I. Covet ye to slay no man, nay do no lechery with no woman. Your neighbor's good take not by no way, and all false witness you must deny. Neither you must not covet no man's wife, nor no good that him belieth. This covetous shall keep you out of strife. These be the commandments 10, mankind. And ye these commandments keep. Heaven bliss are you beheed, for Christ's commandments are full sweet and full necessary to all men.
What, conscience? Is this thy covetise?
Yea, manhood, in all ways, and covet to Christ's service, both to matins and to mass. Ye must, manhood, with all your might maintain Holy Church's right, for that longeth to a knight plainly in every place.
What, conscience, should I leave all game and glee?
Nay, manhood, so mote I thee, all mirth in measure is good for thee, but, sir, measure is in all things.
Measure, conscience, what thing may measure be?
Sir, keep you in charity and from all evil company for doubt of folly doing.
Folly? What thing callest thou folly?
Sir, it is pride, wrath, and envy, sloth, covetous, and gluttony, lechery, the seventh is. These seven sins I call folly.
What, thou liest! To this seven the world delivered me, and said they were kings of great beauty, and most of mane and bites. But yet, I pray thee, sir, may I not go arrayed honestly?
Yes, manhood, hardily in all manner of degree.
But I must have sporting of play.
Sickly, manhood, I say not nay, but good governance keep both night and day, and maintain meekness and all mercy.
Mercy, conscience, what may that be?
Sir, all discretion that God gave thee.
Discretion I know not, so might I thee.
Sir, it is all the wits that God hath you send.
Ah. Conscience, conscience, now I know and see. Thy cunning is much more than mine. But yet, I pray, sir, tell me, what is most necessary for man to know in every time?
Sir, in every time, beware of folly. Folly is full of false flattering. In what occupation that e'er ye be, always, ere you begin, think on the ending for blame. Now, farewell, manhood. I must wend.
Now, farewell, conscience, mine own friend.
I pray you, manhood, have God in mind, and beware of folly and shame.
Yes, yes. Yea, come wind and rain, God, let him never come here again. Now he is forward, I am right fain, for in faith, sir, he had near counseled me all amiss. Ah, now I have bethought me. If I shall heaven win, conscience teaching I must begin, and clean forsake the kings of sin, that the world be taught. And conscience servant will I be. For conscience clear, I cleek my king, and in his night, in good doing, for right of reason, as I find, conscience teaching is true. The world is full of boast, and saith he is of might most. All his teaching is not worth a cost, for conscience he doth refuse. But yet will I not him forsake, for mankind he doth merry make. Though the world and conscience be at debate, yet the world will I not despise. For both in church and in cheaping, and at all places being, the world findeth me all thing, and doth me great service. Now, here, full pressed, I think to rest. Now, mirth is best.
What?
Hey-ya! Care away! My name is Folly! I am not gay. Is there any man that will will say nay that runneth in this rout. Oh, sir! God give you good evening. Oh,
stand, utter fellow, where dost thou thy courtesy prove?
Well, I do but claw mine arse, sir, by your leave. I pray you, sir, rove me this clout.
What, stand out, thou saint a shrew!
My faith, sir, they're the cock crew. For I take record of this rue, my feedom is near past.
Now, truly, it may well be so.
By God, so yet have I fellows mo'. For in every country where I go, some man his thrift hath lost.
But hark, fellow, art thou any craftsman?
Yea, sir, I can bind a sieve and tink a pan. Thereto, a curious buckler player I am. Arise, fellow, wilt thou essay?
Now, truly, sir, I trow thou canst but little skill of play.
Yes, by cock's bones, that I can. I will never flee for no man that walketh by the way.
Fellow, though thou have cunning, I counsel thee, leave thy boasting, for here thou may thy fellow find, whether thou wilt, long or short.
Come look, and thou darest arise and essay.
Yea, sir, but yet conscience biddeth me nay.
No, sir, thou darest not in good fay, for truly thou failest now, false heart.
What sayest thou? Have I a false heart?
Yea, sir, in good fay.
Manhood will not that I say nay. Defend thee, folly, if that thou may, for in faith I purpose to weet what thou art. How sayest thou now, folly? Hast thou not a touch?
Nay, truly, sir, but a little on my pouch. On all this many will be vouch that standeth hereabout.
And I take record on all this rue, thou hast two touches, though I say but few.
Nay, this place is not without a shrew. I do you out of all due.
But hark, fellow, by thy faith, where was thou born?
By my faith, in England have I dwelled yore. And all mine ancestors me before. But, sir, in London is my chief dwelling.
In London? Where, if a man thee sought?
Sir, in Holborn there was I first forth brought, and with the courtiers I am taught to Westminster I used to wend.
Fellow, why dost thou to Westminster draw?
For I am a servant of the law, and covety is mine own fellow, and we twain plead for the king. And poor men that come from upland, we shall take their matter in hand. Be it right or be it wrong, their thrift with us shall wend.
Now here, fellow, I pray thee, whither wendest thou then?
By my faith, sir, into London I ran, and to the taverns to drink the wine. And there I was not welcome to the ostler, but I was welcome to the fair tapster. And to all that household I've been right dear, for I've dwelt with her many a year.
Now I pray thee, whither took thou then the way?
In faith, sir, over London Bridge I ran, and the straight way to the stews I came. And there I found my brother Lechery. There men and women did folly. And every man made of me as worthy as if I had been a knight.
I pray thee, yet tell me more of thine adventures.
Faith, sir, even straight to all the frayers. And there I dwelled many years. And they crowned folly a king.
I pray thee, fellow, whither wendest thou, though?
Sir, all England to and fro, into abbeys and into nunneries also. And alway folly doth fellows find.
Now, hark, fellow, I pray thee, tell me thy name.
Ewis, my name is both folly and shame.
Thou art he that conscience did blame when he me taught. I pray thee, folly, go hence and follow not me.
Yes, sir, let me your servant be.
Nay, so mote I thee, for then a shrew had I caught.
But, good sir, what is your name?
Manhood mighty, that beareth no blame.
By the rood, a manhood mistreth in every game some deal to cherish folly. For folly is fellow with the world, and well beloved by many a lord, and if ye put me out of your ward, the world right wroth will be.
Yea, sir. Yet had I liever the world be wroth than lose the cunning that conscience me gave.
A cuckoo for conscience, he's but a door. He cannot else but preach.
I pray thee, leave thy lewd clattering, for conscience is a counsellor for a king.
Oh, I would not give a straw for his teaching. He doth but make men wroth. But wouldst thou what I say, man? By that ilk truth that God me gave, had I that bitched conscience in this place, I should beat him so with my staff that all his stones should stink.
I pray thee, Folly, go hence and follow not me.
Yes, sir, I will your servant be. I ask but meat and drink.
Peace, man, I may not have thee for thy name, for thou sayest thy name is both folly and shame.
Oh, sir, here in this clout I knit shame. Shame. And clap me but proper folly.
Yea, folly. Will thou be my true servant?
Yea, sir manhood, hear my hand.
Now, let us drink of this covenant, for that is courtesy.
Marry, master, ye shall have it haste. Now, sirs, let the cat wink, for all ye wot not what I think, I shall brew him such a draught of drink that conscience he shall away cast. Have, master, and drink well, and let us make revel, revel. For I swear by the church of St. Michael, I would we were at stews, for there is nothing but revel rout. And were we there, I had no doubt, I should be knowing all about when conscience they would refuse.
Well, peace, folly, my fair friend, for by Christ, there would not that conscience should me here find.
But tush, master, thereof speak no thing, for conscience cometh no time here.
Peace, folly, there is no man that knoweth me.
Sir, hear my troth I plight to thee, and thou wilt go thither with me, for knowledge take thou no care.
Peace, but it is hence a great way.
Indeed, sir, we may be there on a day, and we shall be right welcome, I dare say, in Eastcheap for to dine, and there we will with lombards at passage play, and at the Pope's Head sweet wine assay. Oh, we shall be lodged well afine.
What sayest thou, folly? Is this the best?
Sir, all this is manhood. Well, thou knowest.
Now, folly, go we hence in haste, but fain would I change my name, for well I wot, if conscience meet me in this tide, right well I wot, he would me chide.
Sir, for fear of you, his face he shall hide. I shall clep you shame.
Now, Gramercy, folly, my fellow in fear, go we hence, tarry no longer here, till we be gone, we think it 7 year. I have gold and good to spend.
Oh, merry master, that is great cheer. And ere we be passing half a year, I shall thee shear a right lewd frere, and hither again thee send.
Now, folly, go before, and teach me the way.
Come after, shame, I thee pray, and conscience clear, you cast away.
There!
No, sirs, this folly teacheth A, for where conscience cometh with his cunning, yet folly full featly shall make him blind. Folly before, and shame behind. Lo, sirs, thus beareth the world all day. Thus beareth the world all day. Thus beareth the world all day.
Now, I will follow folly, for folly is my man. And I've given me a name. Conscience called me manhood. Folly calleth me shame. Folly will lead me to London to learn revel. Yea, and conscience is but a flattering brothel. Forever he is carping of care. The world and folly counselleth me to all gladness. Yea, and conscience counselleth me to all sadness. Yea, too much sadness might bring me into madness. And now, have good day, sirs. To London to seek folly will I fare.
Say, manhood, friend, whither will you go?
Nay, sir, in faith, my name is not so. Why, Freer, What hast thou to do, whither I go or abide?
Oh, yes, sir, I will counsel you for the best.
I will none of thy counsel. So have I rest. I will go whither me lest, for thou canst naught else but chide.
No, sirs, a great ensample you may see the frailness of mankind. How oft he falleth in folly through temptation of the fiend. For when the fiend and the flesh be at one assent, then conscience clear, clean outcast. Men think not on the great judgment that the seely soul shall have at the last, but would God all men would have in mind of the great day of doom, how he shall give a great reckoning of evil deeds that he hath done. But nevertheless, sith it is so, that manhood is forthwith folly when to seek perseverance now will I go. With the grace of God omnipotent.
Alas! Alas, that me is woe. Alas, the day that I was born. For body and soul I have forlorn. I cling as a clod in clay, in London many times a day. At the passage I would play, I thought to borrow and never pay. Then was I sought and set in stocks. In Newgate I lay under locks. If I said aught there I caught many knocks. Alas, where was manhood though? Alas, my lewdness hath me lost. Where is my body, so proud and pressed? I cough and rout, my body will burst, age doth follow me so. I stare and stagger as I stand, I groan grisly upon the ground. Alas, death, why lettest thou me live so long? I wander as a wight in woe and care, for I have done ill. Now wend I will, I care not whither nor where.
Well met, sir. Well met. And whither away?
Why, good sir, whereby do you say?
Tell me, sir, are you pray, and I with you will wend.
Why, good sir, what is your name?
Forsooth, sir, Perseverance the same.
Sir, ye are conscience, brother, that me did blame. I may not with you linger.
Yes, yes, manhood, my friend in fear.
Nay, sir, my name is in another manner. For folly his own self was here, and hath cleaked me shame.
Shame? Nay, manhood, let him go. Folly and his fellows also. For they would bring you into care and woe, and all that follow his game.
He ain't game, whoso game. Folly hath given me a name, so wherever I go, he cleek me shame. Alas, that me is woe, for I have falsely me forsworn. Alas, that I was born. Body and soul I am but lorn. Me liketh neither glee nor game.
Nay, nay, manhood, say not so. Beware of one hope, for he is a foe. A new name I shall give you too. I clep you Repentance. For, and you here repent your sin, ye are possible heaven to win. But with great contrition ye must begin, and take you to abstinence. For though a man had do alone this deadly sins every chone, and he with contrition make his moan to Christ our heaven King, God is also glad of him as of the creature that did never sin.
No, good sir. How should I contrition begin?
Sir, in shrift of mouth, without varying. Therefore, though ye have trespassed here, I hope ye be sorry for your sin.
Yea, perseverance, are ye pite? I am sorry for my sins, both day and night. I would fain learn with all my might how I should heaven win.
Sir, to win heaven, 5 necessary things there be, that must be known to all mankind. The 5 wits doth begin, sir, bodily and spiritually.
Of the 5 wits I would have knowing.
Forsooth, sir, hearing, seeing, and smelling, the remnant tasting and feeling. These being the 5 wits bodily, and, sir, other 5 wits there being.
Sir, perseverance, I know not them.
Now, repentance, I show you care. They are the power of the soul. Clear in mind, there is one. Imagination, and all reason, understanding, and compassion, these belong unto perseverance.
Gravity, perseverance, for your true teaching. But, good sir, is there any more behind that is necessary to all mankind freely for to know?
Yea, repentance, more there be, that every man must on believe. The 12 articles of the faith that mankind must on trow. Sir, you must also hear and know the 10 commandments. Lo, sir, this is your belief, and all men do after it, and ye shall heaven win. Without doubt, I know.
Gramercy, perseverance, for your true teaching. For in the spirit of my soul will I find that it is necessary to all mankind truly for to know. Now, sirs, take all and sample by me how I was born in simple degree. The world royal received me and dubbed me a knight. And then conscience met me, so after him came folly, folly falsely deceived me, then shame my name hight.
Yea, and now is your name repentance. Through the grace of God Almighty.
And therefore, without any distance, I take my leave of king and knight.
And I pray to Jesus, which has made of us all, cover you with this mantle perpetual. Amen.
In The World and the Child by The Unknown, The World was played by Robert Crichton, The Child by Rule Fox, Conscience by Alexandra Katagida, Folly by Liza Graham, and Perseverance by Simon Nader-Mirza. Backstage technical manager for the production was Valentina Vinci. Additional music by Rule Fox. The World and the Child was recorded live at the Key Theatre in Sudbury and edited and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. To get more on this play and others from that season, then join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material and video footage. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description.